The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Gary Anderson. The Badgers are 1-1 in conference play and 4-2 overall, and are receiving votes in both the AP and Amway coaches polls. Wisconsin has a bye this week before hosting Maryland on October 25th. Coach, thank you for joining us on the call today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open the call for media questions.
Okay, appreciate you having us on as always. Looking forward to the bye week this week for our kids. It's a great opportunity for us to get back to some basics and some fundamentals and continue to grow the youth in the program. We'll take full advantage of that and make sure that the young men are spending some extra time in the classroom and study halls and mentoring sessions to get caught up or at least maintain a high presence in the academic world. So it'll be a good week for us. We can use every minute of it as we get prepared for Maryland in the future.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll open up the call for questions from the media.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Jeff Patricus with the Journal Sentinel.
Hey, Gary. You know, you mentioned Maryland. I know it's going to be a while before you play them, but I'm just curious, looking at what they can do in their return game, with Diggs on kickoff returns, likely on punt returns, how important is that going to be that your coverage units are good, and in particular to get Drew back on track, punting the ball better than he did the traditional style on Saturday?
Yeah, we have got to kick the ball better, without question, in the punt and also in the kickoff scenario. They're tremendous return guys. It's shown game in and game out, and I'm sure it's going to continue to show with Maryland's return game. And the teams are bought into it, much like our punt return team right now. We have Kinzel's having some success, but the whole team's bought into the ability to go have success, and I think that's so important. Maryland shows that on tape with their return kids. Are very talented, but the return teams are bought in and they're invested in the scheme. So we're going to spend extra time on it. Ideally, the key on the punt scenario is to not let the young man return the ball. That's number one priority. But when he does, you better be in the right spots to be able to tackle him. So we'll have extra attention in those areas in the next this week, starting today, and then moving through game week.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Your next question comes on the line of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com.
Hey, Gary, I'm writing about offensive line play nationally, and it seems like a lot of programs that traditionally are strong are having some struggles this year. You guys have kind of been able to sustain it. I was wondering, how hard do you think it is to be a good or great offensive line year after year?
Well, you know, got to commit the numbers. We commit 16 scholarships to that position, and it's important for us to do our best to keep those numbers up there. We've had two heavy recruiting classes to get those numbers up to 16, and we'll continue to work at it. There's a fine line with offensive linemen, and it's a developmental position, and I'm a strong believer in that. And some kids come in and are more ready-made to be able to play, and some are not. So you're looking at a kid that may have played at a high level and can be prepared to come in and contribute as a redshirt freshman or maybe even as a freshman. Doesn't happen a lot for us, but it can happen. But the challenge is for us is to find that multi-sport athlete, the big, tall kid that can run, that's a very good athlete, that plays a lot of sports, that has the frame and the ability to be a big, physical, powerful kid, especially in our state. It's going to start in Wisconsin and spread throughout the Midwest. And so I don't think it's a challenge, more of a challenge to recruit offensive linemen today than it was 10 years ago, nor do I think it's harder to recruit offensive linemen than it was to recruit a great quarterback or a tailback or a defensive lineman. It's just you got to have your plan and strategically go about it through the process.
What type of challenges do defenses present now to offensive linemen that may be different? I've had a lot of coaches say that there's a lot more athleticism on the defensive line now than maybe 5-10 years ago.
Yeah, I don't even know if I would really say athleticism has necessarily changed. There's been great players on defensive linemen for many, many years, but their ability to move, defenses have changed. They're, you know, the crossing the gaps, the zone blitzes, the odd front, and people, you know, there's more bells and whistles to it, and so you've got to be targeted and tagged right, which in turn, you know, on defense, I'm being a defensive guy for many years. My belief is that you do your best to have enough movement within your defense to force those big offensive linemen to be, you know, kind of moving around on eggshells and not wanting to get their cleats in the ground, knowing where you're going to sit and stand prior to the ball being snapped, and they tee off on you with all their physicalness, and you want to slow them down with some of the movements, and that's definitely taking place in defenses, and in turn, you want to be a little more athletic on the offensive line because of that.
Thanks, Gary.
Uh-huh.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Tom Canavan with Associated Press.
Gary, can you talk about, there's been a premise that the Big Ten is a running league. I mean, do you believe in that? And, I mean, is this year just a good crop of running backs?
Well, there's a good crop of running backs, without question. I just spent the last couple days here watching Maryland and watched them throw the ball around. So they're going to get out and spin it pretty good with some talented wide receivers. And I would say this, I think we have a balanced league through the run and through the throw. And they do a nice job of balancing up and using their best players. And, you know, that's what good coaches do. But this year there is some very, very talented runners in this league. There's some very talented offensive linemen. And, you know, that may be a highlight week in and week out. But there are some teams that can throw the ball in this league very effectively.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
Coach, because of what goes into becoming an offensive lineman and all that you just talked about a little bit ago, is that position more important to redshirt?
Excuse me, I lost the last part. More important to redshirt?
Redshirt.
Yeah, I think most of the time you would prefer, just because of the physical nature, especially in this conference and the defensive fronts you're going to be going against and the linebackers and the athletic pass rushers, you know, it's a high likelihood that you're going to redshirt. You are a special, special young man if you can come in and play as a freshman anywhere in the Big Ten. But I would really say you're a special kid if you can walk in and play as a true freshman in the Big Ten at any of the schools that you know, we have the opportunity to compete against.
And when you talk about an offensive lineman's footwork developing, is that something that's got to develop right away first thing, or is that something that maybe can come along later for alignment development?
Strength guys, I believe, can truly help them. It's like a great pass rusher or a really fast guy. A lot of it is God-given. You can get better with what God gave you, and we work hard in the strength room to give those kids the opportunity. But, you know, foot speed is athleticism, and athleticism is born. It's not, you know, made in the weight room. Again, we want to get them better and reach their potential. So I think it's important as you recruit it, you always remember that. But the foot speed for our kids, we tell our kids this, we want to get you as big and as fast and as strong as you can be, but you've got to listen to their own body. And as they mature, they learn to listen to their body to say, you know, I'm a little sluggish, maybe I can carry 5 more pounds more because I feel real quick. I want them to listen to the body and then in turn tell us how they feel.
Coach, thank you very much for your time this morning. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay, appreciate it. Go Badgers.